Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called 1 Million Trees. It's a true story. It was written by Kristen Ballach. And the reason why we are excited about reading this one is it is fall, right? It is autumn. And one of the best things about fall is seeing all the beautiful leaves on the trees, right? The changing of the seasons. And you gotta have trees in order for you to see their leaves change, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Let's read about it. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Are those kissing noises? Kisses. Okay, so here we go. One day after school, Mom handed me and my sisters suitcases, and Dad handed us packing lists.
Where are we going?
North.
What about school?
Bring your books.
What about Wonder Dog?
Wonder Dog is coming.
Why are we going?
Trees.
Trees? Twee.
Woof.
There's a lot going on here. The mom and the dad are saying we're going north for trees. And then we can see what she packed in her book. She's got a whole bunch of stuff. Clothes, a compass, an alarm clock, some books, a camera, a whistle. All kinds of things.
We left our little red house in California and flew to Canada, where we switched to a seaplane, and then we flew over mountains and between mountains and around mountains before landing on the water next to a little town on Vancouver Island.
Whoa, what a journey. We can see the mountains below them. Boing, 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 boing.
That looks like trees.
Yeah, and they are full of trees.
We motored to a dock where a crew of 24 Canadians who mostly spoke French met us with trailers and campers and trucks.
And the people on the bus are speaking French. She says, "Bonjour, mes amis."
And the little girl says, what did she say?
And her mom says, she said, hello, my friends, in French. Bonjour, mes amis.
Inside the tracks were boxes. And inside the boxes were trees. 1 million of them. Each truck had 500 boxes of trees. And each box had 500 baby trees. So how many trees were in one truck?
500.
Mm-hmm. And there were 500 baby trees with 500 boxes in them. That's a lot. That's 250,000 trees in each truck. That's big math. Big, big math. And then how many trucks did it take to hold 1 million trees? Well, four trucks. Four trucks. Because you need to have two trucks would be 500,000. But we need twice that, don't we? And we can see what kind of trucks, what kind of trees there are. There are cedar trees and pine trees and hemlock trees and fir trees. Lots of trees.
We drove along a river. We drove along a narrow, curvy, bumpy road until we came to a river where we set up camp.
And there they are at camp. And there's the river, and we can see all the campers sitting around it. And there in the distance is the Pacific Ocean. And the little girl's learning quite a bit. She says,
I wonder how you say fish in French.
And the answer is poisson. Yeah.
Wait, where is she?
She's up here looking in the river, and she looks down.
And she says, I wonder how you say fish in French.
All I know mm-hmm. is fish in doggy equals fish in dog. Fish mm-hmm. in doggish is wolf.
Woof. Yeah, it's true.
Basically, it's only, oh, arf, arf, woof, woof.
So, they are all camping out alongside this river. And Dad set up our tent. And she says to him, Dad, how do you say tree in French? And he says, ask someone on the crew. Because he doesn't know. But I can tell you tree is arbre. Mm-hmm. Mom organized the cook shack. She was going to be the camp cook. Whoa, what a cool looking camp. There's like a little stove and a little oven and mixing bowls and a refrigerator. It's all set up. The next morning, everyone ate breakfast and then they grabbed their lunches and their tools. And my sisters and Wonder Dog stayed with Mom, but I went with Dad. I wanted to help him plant trees.
Where's Wonder Dog?
Wonder Dog is their dog. You see, at the very beginning, they asked about Wonder Dog because they have a dog and they didn't want to leave him behind. And they didn't leave him behind. They brought them with him. And they're all enjoying their breakfasts. And some of the people there who speak French say, merci. And merci. Which means, thank you, in French. She asks, she says, what does merci mean? And her mom says, it means thank you.
How does her mom know all this?
Moms sometimes just know stuff. I know, it's crazy, but it's the truth. Dad drove one of the trucks to the planting site. The road hadn't been used in a long time, and there were some obstacles. Obstacles are things that have fallen in the way, right? And we can see some of the things that have fallen in the way. There are fallen trees and logs and broken bridges. Yeah, all kinds of stuff is messed up. But they're persevering. They're going on. When we finally made it to the site, there were tree stumps everywhere. It felt empty and lifeless. The dad and the girl are looking out. And she says, Dad, what happened here? And he says, loggers cut down all the trees.
Why?
Well, to use wood to make things like houses and light poles and toothpicks. Then the trees we plant will replace the cut trees.
Wow, we use so much wood. But how will we ever plant a million of them?
You'll see, he says.
So Dad and I got out our first boxes of trees from the truck, and he showed me how to plant them. Number one, dig. Depending on the species, you have to choose a spot to plant the tree. Number two, wedge. You have to make a V-shaped opening in the soil with a shovel. Number three, tuck. You have to tuck the tree in along the back side of the shovel. Number four, pat. Use the toe or the side of your boot to fill in the dirt around the tree. And once we were done, checkers came by and tugged on the trees. You see, you don't want to be able to pull out a tree easily after you've planted it. You want the planted tree to be able to live well in the tree.
Why do we plant a tree and then we just chop it up?
Well, it takes years for a tree to grow. So what they're doing here is actually quite wise. It's being resourceful, okay? We need to use trees to build things. And humans have a lot of uses for wood. So when we're done chopping down the trees and using them, we must also regrow them. Mm-hmm. Farming trees. Yeah.
Most days I helped Dad, but some days I did my schoolwork and explored or swam with my sisters and Wonder Dog.
Wait, what?
Hmm.
Where's Wonder Dog?
think Wonder Dog is inside that log. In the picture, we can see the girls are climbing on a big tree log. And we can see some fun facts about tree logs. She says, Mom says the number of tree rings tells us how old a tree is. 450 rings means that this tree is 450 years old. Fascinating. And some days I helped Mom by making dessert for the crew. Planting trees made everyone hungry, and Mom had to make a lot of food.
And there are some really yummy looking things here. Some of the desserts that she made we can see. There's an apple crumble, a banana bread, chocolate cake, lemon cake, rice pudding, rhubarb pies.
Yummy.
And we can see the math.
She says, I made 4 apple crumbles. Each crumble needed 6 apples. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 apples.
And now she's going to do some very fancy math.
How many apples did I use?
Well, if she made 4 apple crumbles, we would take 6. And then we would add 6 more to it. Then we would add 6 more to that. And then 6 more to that. 4 groups of 6, or 4 times 6. And the answer to that, my friends, is 24. There's several other math problems here, so check out this book when you can. I'll put a link on my Instagram or on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you need to have a really cool math book
and Instagram
that teaches you French and also how to plant a tree, this is it. You're going to love it. Okay.
After 40 days of planting, the tree boxes were empty and the food was gone and everyone was covered in mud and scratches and bug bites. But we all went to sleep happy. Because, and there they are saying, c'est bon in French. C'est bon, which means it's good. We did it. We planted 1 million trees. We said goodbye to the trees and we swam one more time in the river and broke down camp. And they're all saying, well, they have to take all the things apart and put them back in their luggage.
Maybe they take a chainsaw and cut it up.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm guessing they use a chainsaw.
They just take their tent.
No, they use a chainsaw and cut it up.
Well, I think they're trying to avoid using chainsaws around all those trees. They just planted them after all.
We flew home to our little red house in California. Au revoir. That's all you say. Goodbye in French. 40 years passed, and today when my children returned home from college, I handed them suitcases. There's something I want us to see. 1 million trees.
So she took them back out and showed them where she planted all those trees. What a cool thing to be able to show someone. I did that, she says. And you can do that too, my friends, if you want to. If you chop down a tree and you want to plant a new one, that's a really cool way to do it. And it is also the end.